GOP Rep. Gill, MN welfare fraud money could have been funneled to Al-Shabaab terrorists in Somalia. By Jeff Poore on December 25, 2025. During an appearance on Fox News Channel's Hannity, Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, said there was a possibility that the potential $9 billion in welfare fraud allegedly committed in Minnesota may have been sent to terrorists in Somalia. Do you sense, Congressman Gill, that any of your Democratic colleagues in Congress, in the House, are so outraged that they'll actually join in the investigation or maybe try to give a little bit of credence to this bill? Guest host Kellyanne Conway asked. I mean, they've got to feel outraged that billions of dollars meant to go and feed hungry people could have gone to Somalia. Certainly went to fraud and waste and abuse and not to those truly in need. Gill replied, well, there's estimates now that this money could have been funneled to Al-Shabaab terrorists in Somalia. I hope that Democrats jump on board and recognize what a severe problem this is for the American people. But, you know, welfare for Democrats is a way of taking American tax dollars, giving it to their political allies. It is a patronage system. It is you vote for me and I will take other people's money and give it to you. And I don't care if it's fraudulent. I don't care if you shouldn't be getting it. As long as you vote for me, that's the goal. You know, I hope that Democrats recognize how unbelievably corrupt this is. How it undermines our entire social system. Our entire economic system, and gets on board, he continued. But, you know, they've been pretty hesitant to do that so far. The Democrat playbook has been import as many unassimilable foreigners as they possibly can. Get them on the dole, and ensure that these people vote Democrat for life. That's what we're up against here. Gill is part of an effort to get brought by Representative Marionette Miller Meeks, RIA, called the Welfare Abuse and Laundering Zillions Act, or the WALTS Act, that would require the Health and Human Services Inspector General to open investigations into any program that sees a 10% or greater increase in total payments over any six-month period within a fiscal year. Follow Jeff Poore on X at Jeff_Poore.